Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, and welcome everybody to today's podcast. And today I'm going to finish what I started on Friday, or whatever day you're listening to the last podcast, which was all about using your design to thrive in these uncertain times. Now, before I get into how we use our superpowers in our lines, so in our profile, I'm just going to touch base on my mastermind. It is filling up super fast. At the moment, all last week, I only talked about it here and on Instagram, and it's gone off. I've got so many calls booked. We've got 4 people in already, with another 2 that literally just have to press the button. And because of the enthusiasm of everybody, perhaps if you're lucky, I might run 2. So please keep applying. Do not miss out. If you are in America, do not pass up this opportunity, because this is already really well priced, because it's my first run through of the mastermind. But the exchange rate right now in the world is really in your favor when it comes to the Australian dollar. And I as yet am not charging in American dollars. So you guys really get like a massive discount. It's almost as much as 50% at the moment. So let's say 60% of what you would be paying in American dollars. Okay. So what is the mastermind all about? Well, I keep getting asked, will we actually be learning and will you be teaching, not just bringing people together? And yes, yes, yes. I want you to understand that the whole purpose of this mastermind is to empower you and get you living in your design. We are going to start at the top with type, strategy, and authority. And then we're going to dive really deep. You're going to understand the gates. You're going to understand the channels, all the centers, how your energy moves. We'll even look at some of the subtle layers with the asteroids. We will also look at things like how you digest a life, how you are motivated intrinsically, all sorts of things. So it's going to be a super deep dive. Now, this whole process is designed for you to learn, implement, and integrate. Integration means actual change and transformation. It becomes a part of your identity. So that's what this is all about. My outcome for this for you is that you know your human design so deeply that it becomes a habit and you're living in alignment with it every day. The outcomes materially or in your external world will be things like restructuring your business so that you can work, so you're working less hours and in more alignment. Another one would be improved relationships. Another one would be feeling more lit up, feeling more excited by the work you do, because this is all about mastering your human design and then being able to support others to do the same, whether they're your clients or your family members. That's the purpose. So if you want to apply for this mastermind, please send me a direct message on Instagram, on LinkedIn, or via email, wherever you can find me, and just we'll book a call in and have a chat. It's really that simple. As I said, do not miss out. I'm taking 8 people, and if we find that there is enough for 2 masterminds that are people that we really want to bring on board, so we've got too many for the one group, there will be 6 in each group. Can you imagine? Only 6 people in each group. Every live call, you get coached. Every live call, you get your time. It's going to be freaking awesome. I'm so pumped. I'm so excited, and I cannot wait to get started. Now, it does start a week from today when this podcast comes out, so you do not have much time. Get on it, people. Cannot wait to talk to you. All right, so this is part two of the podcast you would have listened to on Friday, or the last podcast you spoke to, listened to. And it's all about using your design to thrive in this time of uncertainty. Now, last time I spoke about the centers, and I really am introducing this theme that I want you to practice, is the difference between resourceful and unresourceful use of your superpowers and your design. The unresourceful use of your centers, we discovered, was allowing yourself to experience or indulge in emotions or fears or conversations or things that are not aligned to you, that your authority are like, this is not right for you. Why would you be saying this, doing this, feeling this, sharing this? It's now time for you to move on. So the unresourceful side of our behavior is the way we are staying unconscious. To become resourceful, we become conscious. If your center is defined, you're affecting others. If your center is undefined, you're being affected. So if you're affecting others, you have a responsibility for the energy that you're putting out there. If you are being affected, you have a responsibility for what you're receiving and allowing yourself, and what environments you're allowing yourself to stay in when you know it's not right for you. So practice resourceful and unresourceful. So today, on the same theme, I want to talk about the lines. So the lines of your profile, when you look at your body graph, either in My Body Graph or Genetic Matrix or Jovian, wherever you get your free body graph, you will see under the subject profile, you'll have two numbers. It will be like a 1/4 or 3/5. Or 6/2, something like that. And those numbers are your profile line numbers. And what's important about that is it's the themes or how you, another indicator of how you show up in the world, how you are designed to show up in the world. But like everything else in our design, everything else that we do as humans, there are two sides to this coin. There is resourceful and there is unresourceful. So I'm going to go through each line today, and what I want you to do is take notes, write it down, what are you, and then choose to be the more resourceful than the unresourceful. This is massive for me, and I will talk about it in more depth when I get to my numbers, to use me as a metaphor, because a lot of the information out there on human design, especially the older stuff, can be really negative and can be really pigeonholed. And this is the thing I want everyone to get away from, because the human design, and this has been said, Ra said this from the beginning, is all about, it's an experiment. It's about processing it through our experience, our lives, our bodies, through our design, and keeping what resonates and letting go of what doesn't. So really important today to just listen in, practice what you learn, take notes on your lines, always asking yourself, am I being resourceful or unresourceful? And just see the difference. Record the results you get by choosing resourcefulness over unresourcefulness, and so on and so forth. All right, let's jump in. And then maybe like last podcast, I won't run over. Right, so let's start at the beginning with line one. So the line one is the investigator. And what's really important, and what I'm seeing from all my line one clients at the moment, is there is this big thing, and I've seen human design posts out there talking about the line one being the investigator. They need to know everything. But what I want you to understand is there's two sides to that coin, right? Resourceful and unresourceful. Are you, as a line one, are you diving deep into in the need to know everything? Because that's how you feel safe. You like to know everything. You like to research, dig deep, But are you doing that in a resourceful way? Are you focusing on solutions? Are you focusing on the possibilities of this big, you know, upheaval on the planet? Like for me personally, I'm not a line one, but I'm super excited about homeschooling our kids. I know it's taken me a long time. We've looked at this for probably 12 months. So this isn't new. It's taken me a long time to get my head around it. But so I'm focusing on things like, oh, this could be exciting. We're going to practice homeschooling. Or this is pretty cool because my community in Balmain, oh, it's really busy and people are back talking to their neighbours and spending money in local businesses. So I'm choosing my focus. So if you're a line one who needs to know everything, please do not be on social media and mainstream media diving deep into fake news or rhetoric or opinion. Make sure that you use your superpower to get to the bottom of it. I've got one of my line one clients yesterday. She's really feeling so much of what's going on in the world. And that's her. Like every day she'd give you an update. And actually I gave her the homework to go away. She has to give me a good news story every single day so that she is diving deep and researching into the good stuff. And this already within 24 hours, she's like, oh my God, I focused on this. And she signed a new contract. And a couple of other things that we were working on just dropped into place within 24 hours of her shifting her focus. So line ones, are you using your superpower of diving deep and researching to focus on resourceful issues? Please do, because we need you. We need your wisdom. We need you to give us the truth versus the other things that are going on in the world. So line two, the hermit, you're fine. Don't worry about it. Nope. Just kidding. For my hermit friends out there who are quite fine with their own company, this social distancing, this self-isolation, again, are you doing it in a resourceful way? It also came to my attention, Justin actually shared with me recently that this whole social distancing, it's actually not what we want to be doing. We want to be connecting deeper, like physical distancing. Yeah, sure. But over this time, we need to be connecting deeper, not distancing ourselves. So my hermit friends, are you doing your distancing in a resourceful or an unresourceful way? The important thing about the hermit, that line four, is that you need time alone to make sense. You need time alone to run things through your authority. You need that time and space to come up with your own conclusions. The other thing about the line two is it's the gifted child. And what happens with these line twos is that if you're one of them, you'll be someone who people project onto you, Justin's line two. Oh, Justin, you're so good at this. You should do that. Oh, Justin, would you help me with this? Because you're really good at that. So if you're a line two and you're distancing yourself at this time, and especially if it's just being unresourceful because you want to be an ostrich and stick your head in the sand, you're not serving your planet because we need your wisdom. We need you to see what's being projected onto you and then go away by all means. Go away. Make sense. Run it through your authority. Is this what I'm meant to be doing? Am I meant to be engaging with this? Do they need me for this? Is this right for me? And if there's yeses, then it's time for you to bring your gift because you are the gifted child. You are the genius. There is something very specific that people see in you. So my hermit friends, are you being resourceful? Is your time away to discover what it is that you're bringing to this global community, to this journey we're having? Or is it to be away and shove your head in the sand and just go, I'd just rather not engage? A few questions for you. Okay, line three. Now, I'm a line three, and I've got a lot to say about this. The line three is the martyr. And ever since I first came to Human Design 5 years ago, I was like, I really don't like this martyr thing. It really pisses me off. Now, the new rhetoric around human design is that the line threes are called experimenters. And I like that because that really resonates with me. But it dawned on me yesterday after working with one of my other clients. We were talking about being a line three, and it absolutely dawned on me that the martyr, if you're a line three, you absolutely do martyrdom if you're in your unresourceful energy. This is absolutely the case. And what does that mean? Poor me, poor planet, poor kids, poor environment, poor this, poor that. Oh, no. But the thing about the line three, when you're resourceful, the opposite side of this coin is, right, I do life by experiencing it. So let me get my hands dirty. Let me get in there. Yep, life bumps into me. But the thing is that when I go through this, when I experience whatever I'm experiencing, I have wisdom to share with everyone. Other people don't have to go through the mud like me. They actually get the shortcuts. And this is the big thing about being a line three. In the old school rhetoric of human design, they're like, I'll give up. It's your life keeps bumping into you. It's going to be tough. And that's BS. I'm a line three. There are so many line threes out there that are absolutely human, absolutely awesome. And the thing that I want you to hear, line threes, is that if you're doing martyrdom, then you are in your unresourceful line three. But the thing is that you are an unstoppable force when you're experiencing life and you accept that you are designed to be resilient. And the only way to build resilience is by going through, not around, not investigating, like not diving deep, not waiting for people to tell you what your genius is. It is for you to experience and then share. And the big part of this that crosses over what we were talking about in the last podcast is, if you have a line three, please be conscious, be super conscious of where you're indulging your emotions, your fears, or anything else in your open centers or even your defined centers. Because when you indulge those energies, you are not serving yourself or others. I kind of feel like I just told people off. Being a line three is freaking awesome. Love it. But it's about getting your hands dirty and going through, not around. So own that bravery, that courage, and that tenacity that you have, line three. Now, right, line four. Now, I actually think the opportunist, the line four, this is potentially the one that I think, this whole social distancing, self-isolation, this is challenging for you guys because you are the people. We have, both of our kids have a line four, and it's been one of the biggest challenges for me. Like, because we've been onto homeschooling, or at least learning about it and getting our heads around it for a long time, it's not challenging for us to go, right, we're going to homeschool. The biggest challenge for me is removing our children from a social environment, because they thrive on their friends, on their community, on that sort of stuff. So, for my line fours out there, I really want to send you some love, because this whole thing can be challenging. So what I want you to have a think about or a feel about is, how are you doing your thing resourcefully and unresourcefully? Are you pretending like the social distancing really doesn't apply to you? Like, are you making choices that, well, you'd much rather see your friends and travel around and do all those things, because that's the way you designed? Or are you embracing this, right, okay, I cannot be in a physical place with my community, but what I can do is build my community online. I can take proactive action to make sure that I build my community online. You know, for me, thinking about the boys, that one of the things for us is we live in a community in a peninsula in Sydney. So we're all quite confined, which is, you know, probably handy what we're going through at the moment. So one of the things that I'm conscious of is making sure that maybe we can create, you know, Zoom classrooms with our kids and their besties so that they can still learn together, or talking to teachers about creating a project that they have to work on together over Zoom. So making sure that they can still connect, because line fours, it's so important for you guys to be connected to your community. And have those people around you, because if you are cooped up, that's going to be challenging. So make sure that You have your people and your different people. So that's something with our boys, like our family is enough for them a lot of the time. But you want to be proactive that they have their friends connecting online in little groups or pods or whatever along the way, because you don't want them just to get to snap one day and be like, oh, and just lose it because they're not getting the connection and the community that they need. So my line fours, I want you to be super conscious about how you're going to create that community, how you're going to maintain your community, how you're going to connect and, you know, inspire and teach that community, because that's what you're designed to do. All right, let's move on to the line fives. The heretic. I'm also a line five. I'm the good old 3-5. And for those of you who have indulged in the older teachings of human design, you will know that the 3-5 is the one that they pretty much used to tell, give up, your life will suck. And I'm here to say that they were wrong, because being a 3-5 absolutely rocks. And I have got so many 3-5s out there that would knock your socks off, that you just think, oh my God, they're incredible. Mother Teresa for one, just by the way. So the line five, the heretic. So the heretic, if you think about the heretic was the person who sat just outside the group. So when Catholicism was taking off, they were the ones that would sit outside Catholicism and say, yeah, I think there's a better way. And the thing about the heretic is that people can think that you're a little bit different, weird, odd. The unresourceful thing that can happen with line fives is people project onto you what they think you are or who they think you are, almost without you doing anything. Like, and this is the thing that as a behavioral coach, I'm a bit like, yeah, bullshit, something must be going on, but it's not. So one of the really crazy things with being a line five, and I have experienced this so many times in my life, like it's not a one-off random, I'd say it's happened at least 4 or 5 times, where I'll be at an event, the races was won, at Christmas parties, at gathering, barbecues, people inevitably either get drunk or they get to a point where they think, because I connect really fast and deep with people, so they get comfortable with me fast, and they will say to me, oh my God, I thought you were such a cow, and it turns out you're really not. And the amount of times this has happened to me, I'm just like, what the hell? How does it, what am I doing? And as a behavioral coach, I'm a massive believer in, you know, perception is projection. So what they're projecting onto me is all their stuff anyway. But in some cases, more of us just experience it. And it's this line five. Now, the thing about the really resourceful thing about the line five is that we are the hero. We are the one, the general, the one that comes in and solves the problem. So what's going, this is going to be really relevant to the line fives out there. So you're probably not so odd or different or on the outskirts. People are probably coming to you more now in this environment to lead the way, to solve a massive problem or to create something new, or to, basically solve a problem. Now, the thing about being a line five, the resourceful way is you run whatever projection, whatever invitation, whatever it is that's given to you through your authority first. If your authority says, yep, this is a thumbs up for us, or your solar plexus says, yeah, it's a yes, I've got clarity, then go ahead. But if you do not, I want you to be super aware of people that I work with that are line fives, and I've definitely done this in the past, is that it can be addictive being the one people turn to that just jumps in and solves the problem. Now, I want to make sure that you're doing this resourcefully. I want you to take responsibility for doing it resourcefully. Are you jumping in and doing things that you are not meant to be doing just because you feel good to be the hero? Or are you choosing to make sure that you prioritize your authority first? What do I mean by that? Well, I don't want you putting yourself in an environment that's going to cause more harm than good, ultimately, is what I'm saying. And your internal guidance system is going to support you. Because in this time, It's all about getting still, slowing down, reinventing the way we live at a slower pace, maybe even a little less structure. That would make sense, right? We're moving to the new paradigm in human design, which means it's going to be more flow, less structure. So all of this that's going on makes sense. So I want to make sure my line fives, don't be just reacting. I want you to be proactive according to that authority of yours. And then we're on to the line sixes. The line six is the role model. And it goes without saying, peeps, everyone's looking at you. Everybody is looking to you for how to behave, what to think, what to do, how to feel. And what I really want to say here is, how are you doing it, resourcefully or unresourcefully? This was a conversation I actually had with Justin. He's a line six, and we needed to have a conversation because he was talking about the virus a lot, to the point that it was making me uncomfortable. I'm like, I do not want all this focus on it. And I said exactly this to him. I'm like, dude, you're a role model. People are looking to you. People want to see how you're behaving. And you investing in the low vibration conversation, the low vibration focus, the low vibration social media, it's not just you, man. Like, you need to be responsible or feel the responsibility for those looking up to you, because I certainly don't want the kids focusing on that. No way. You know, they don't see mummy focusing on that. Let me be very clear. And Just was like, oh, I hadn't even thought about it that way. And I said, well, what is it? What is it? Because you are actually, you know, a very optimistic person. So we had a chat about it. And for him, he's like, oh, that's what happened. I said, look, I'm quite excited because the changes that are happening are really going to help us to facilitate the life that we're growing, you know, like the homeschooling and maybe, you know, definitely living remotely. Our business is already remotely designed. Like, it's just, it really is playing into what we're creating. And he looked at me and I just saw the penny drop, that he was like, oh my God, I'm excited. I'm excited. It's not actually about the virus. It's not about all the stories that I'm sharing, but there's a part of me that's like, this is the new way. We're creating the new way. I was just focusing on the wrong thing. And this is what I want you guys as line sixes. I want you to take responsibility for being the role model. You see the world from a higher point. You see the world from that level of wisdom that a lot of other people don't see. So you just take responsibility for that. Look inside of you and see what it is that you want to serve with, give, lead with, deliver, talk about. Don't just fall into other people's habits, focus, conversations. Be conscious. Consciously choose to lead from the inside out. Consciously choose to listen. You know, like, just has this freakishly awesome intuition. And when he listens to his intuition, everything's super easy. But when he gets caught up, because he has so much open space, he's only got two centers defined, he has so much open space that Mr. Role Model freaking goes out into the world and takes in all of, like, what I spoke about in the last podcast, takes in all of these other thoughts, feelings, emotions, directions, blah, 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 blah. And what actually happens sometimes, because it happens to all of us, is he's identifying with other people's, inverted commas, stuff. So everybody, can I ask you, take responsibility for other people's stuff, being other people's, and allowing it to wash over you. Don't engage in it if it's not right for you. If it is, knock yourself out. Go for it. Because we are all designed perfectly to fit into this huge puzzle that we are called the human race. So I really, you know, if it's right for you, do it. However, I just want people to become more conscious, raise your vibration, raise your conscious awareness of who you are and what you want to bring to the world. Whew. On that note, that's me. Done for today. Thanks so much for joining. And I look forward to having you on the next podcast. Oh, by the way, if you have any questions, you know what to do. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.
Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.